Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
I'm Sam, and this is your long-awaited case.
This is my case. Basically, as well, I'm having a mare. I'm doing it on Sam's laptop, so bear with. We always got a problem, haven't we?
There's always something. It's just us.
Yeah.
I don't think by now, if they've listened, they know that we literally just about get cases out.
Literally just about. Right, okay, so this case, I've been meaning to for ages, and like I said, it was already written up, and I went onto my tablet and I was like, why have I not done this case? I haven't got to do a lot to it, but it's a really sad case.
Yeah, and that's why this is a case that you've mentioned a couple of times that you were writing here and there, and it's awful and it's horrible. So just to pre-warn you,
it's a child abuse case, and it's quite a big well-known case, so if you're offended by child abuse cases, then maybe don't listen.
Might not be the one for you.
Awful. I haven't done it because it makes me really sad every time.
I believe I might be right in saying you've been writing this for about a year or so, or you started writing it that long ago.
Literally, I think I have. So yeah, so this is the case of, he's known for being called Baby P.
Yeah.
Peter Connolly. Some people get offended when he's called Baby P. We've had it on our page, haven't we? Some people are really offended.
But he was called Baby P to begin with because they weren't allowed to release his actual name.
Yeah, and that's what he's been known as. So if you look online and you type in Baby P, it will come up, basically. Yeah. So any of our American listeners, I suppose, if you're looking for it, but just type in Baby P. Or you could type in
Peter Connolly.
Yeah, and it will come up. So he was 2 years old and he was tortured to death by, I want to say, three adults. But it's hard. They put evidence together using his mum's statements, basically, because no one's really owned up to any of it. But I didn't realise, actually, only until I got to the end of this case last night, the men is also doing 10 years for raping a little girl.
I think I might have been aware of that. It's been a long time since I looked at this case.
Didn't know that.
A, because I knew you were going to do it, and B, because it is one of those cases you just try and have to put to the back of your mind, else it lives in your conscience forever.
Yeah, it does. And also as well, like the autopsy on this case, they've marked it all out.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It is horrific. Again, warnings. It's an awful case.
And I will say that social services doctor, A, he was failed by everybody.
Everybody.
I'll say on it now, he was visited, I think it was 60 times by authorities.
That's too many.
And nobody picked up on it. Okay, so we have three adults who made abusing him a game. Social workers that didn't do their job. So many times they could have stepped in. Tracy was married at 16 and went on. So this is his mum. She married at 16. She had two daughters from what I can gather, I think. Some sources say three.
Right, okay.
I'm sure it was only two. And then they had Pete, and then she had Peter. Her and her husband split up.
So were all the kids by the same parent?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Her and her husband split up. Tracy moved out and found a flat in London. This is where she met Stephen Baker.
Right.
Peter had a loving grandma, but she didn't tell social workers about him. A senior social worker wanted Peter to be taken into care, but the board overruled this. So, like, some people did their job, some people didn't do their job.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because obviously, if you're a social worker and you are going to take a child away, it has to go to a board.
Oh, yeah, you can't just do it. Yeah. You
know, which is what people don't understand, which I understand that, but it just frustrates me. Also, the grandmother was aware of some of the abuse, but she didn't go forward to social workers. So she knew that Stephen was abusing him. She knew that.
Right.
And she knew that, obviously, Tracy was a mum that just sort of did the bare minimum.
Yeah.
You know?
So, all right, although this abuse was nothing to do with his grandma, like, she didn't do it, could she have done more? There's that question there, isn't there? Because if you know whether it's your daughter or not, you have an obligation to say something.
Exactly. And I don't care who you are. You shout from the rooftops until someone listens to you.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some family members that really go hard and try and get the, and they do all they can.
Yeah.
And then you've got people like this that are just sort of like, well,
letting it happen.
On the 16th of December 2006, Peter was taken into hospital with marks on him, a big bump on his head. He was removed from the family home, but after they couldn't find who had hurt Peter, they returned him to his home after 5 weeks.
So they don't know how this happened. They couldn't find out who it was, or they couldn't find a made up person that they said it was.
I don't know.
But they just let him go home anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So he was taken away for 5 weeks But then he was put on the at-risk register.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's absolutely fine if you're going to use the at-risk register for, you know, what it's made for. Yeah. So now this case was given to another agency and they tried to focus on the positive behaviours. Tracy was said to be a good, loving mother. After being referred, she worked with social workers to become a better mum. So they're like saying, "Oh, you're a good mum, but you could be a better mum. So go on this course."
And I do get concentrating on the positive. And with some people, it is just a case of training them how to be a parent because some people don't know. That is real.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't like neglecting her kids in a way of just... what am I trying to say? Like not knowing how to take care of them properly. She was actively letting people abuse them.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, she'd do the bare minimum to get by and social workers seem to think that as long as the child's fed, half clean, they're okay.
And that is it. Are they doing the bare minimum to keep the child alive?
And I think basically the social workers just sort of hung on to the fact that she'd done this parenting course. I didn't think she was a bad mum in the sense that she was a bad mum because she let people abuse him. But before he come along, I don't think she was an awful mum. I just don't think she had a lot about her. I think it's a bit simple.
Right, okay. So the kids weren't abused?
Not by her.
Right.
I don't think before he came along.
Right.
And I think what happens is you get these people that are very sort of, they want a man, the man comes along and they...
Do anything to keep them.
It starts with little things,
yeah,
and then it escalates, and they don't see a problem with it because they've got hit. She's got him, and not that I'm sticking up for her because she's a cunt,
right?
But she's got him in his ear, being like, "Oh, he's a naughty boy," or "She's a naughty kid." Or
find like more often than not, there's a weak parent, which is often the parent that the kid belongs to.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get this other parent or step parent, whoever come in, who is the abuser
and very strong character.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which, again, not saying that's okay, but that does seem to be the pattern that is followed more often than not.
Yeah, it really does. She had police involved. She had two other agencies involved. She had a lot of agencies involved with her.
Right.
But nobody sort of picked up on him being abused.
Yeah, but why were all these agencies involved then?
I don't really know. I think because he had bumps and marks on him that she couldn't really say how he'd got them or...
Do we know who first got them involved?
No, I think it was when she took him to hospital when he had all the marks on him originally. Okay. And that's when social workers become involved.
Right.
It's so hard. So Stephen was said to be doing a lot of the childcare. So she sort of started phasing out the grandma because obviously...
The grandma was a good, loving experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, experience, influence.
Yeah, and she knew that Peter was scared of him, but like I said, she did nothing. I think what happened was he was doing a lot... She was just letting him do what he wanted, basically. Mm. He was there, but he wasn't supposed to be there. So when agencies would come round, he would hide or go out. Because he wasn't allowed to live there because obviously he was being investigated for a child's rape, so he wasn't allowed around children.
Yeah.
So she had enough sense to know that he wasn't allowed to be there.
Yeah.
And the grandma, I think, knew this, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
The grandma still, she could have done more.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. She failed that child.
Yeah, so did Tracy. If she wasn't the abuser, then she failed the child.
Exactly. Right, so in April 2007... Baby Peter was admitted to North Middlesex Hospital, with bruises, two black eyes, a swelling on the left side of his head. I couldn't find out what was done about this. I don't know if anybody reported it. I'm not sure, because sometimes he went to hospital and no reports were followed up.
Right.
So they'd treat him, but they wouldn't...
Send him along his way after.
But I think a lot of the hospital visits... they were contacting social workers.
Right.
So I think they were doing their job in a sense, but also...
I don't know what it was like back then on their policies. I know now it's always sort of highlighted. I want to say it was, but...
I don't know. I mean, there was a massive thing with the government with this case, wasn't
there? Oh, yeah.
But you've got to remember there was a child before, wasn't there? What was her name? Victoria Climby?
It's something like, yeah, I don't know if that's how you pronounce the last name, but something like that, yeah.
Yeah, she made massive headlines, didn't she? And it was sort of, and I think it was changed then. A lot of it was changed then because I know when things happened to her, it was like there were social workers involved, but there wasn't, they weren't communicating with each other. I think as well, this happened as well. And I think there was a lot of, I think he had a lot of different social workers visit. It's never like the same social worker.
Yeah.
And that is another letdown.
Yeah.
To, you know, it's a massive thing when that happens, because not only are you not building a rapport with that social worker, they're getting to know the child.
Yeah.
You know? So, and that still happens now.
That still happens now. And a lot of that, again, is underfunding, and they're not treating their staff mm-hmm. right. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, people got sacked in this case, which is great.
Which they should have, yeah.
All for it. But yeah, so around this time, so sort of May 2007, Stephen Baker's brother moved in, Jason Owen. So he moved into the home and he had a 15-year-old girl with him.
Right.
Police knew about this relationship, so they were hiding from police.
Right, so this, it wasn't his daughter, it was...
No, this was just a 15-year-old that he was going out with.
Right.
I don't know how old he was, but he was definitely overage.
Over, yeah.
I should know his age, but yeah, he was definitely a paedophile.
Right.
So this will make me mad. So on the 13th of July 2007, social workers visited Tracy. Injuries to baby Peter's face and hands are missed by social workers after the boy is deliberately smeared with chocolate to hide them. We saw this in another case that we did.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Damn it, I can't remember his name, but we saw this in another case that they did this and it was missed as well. And this is why, like, they can say to you, like, clean him up.
Yeah.
Go and give him a bath.
Let's wipe his face off, or at least.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, man, do your fucking job. So he had loads of marks over his face, and that's what they decided to do to him to make sure.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
On the 1st of August 2007, baby Peter is examined at the Child Development Clinic. Now, again, they didn't report any marks on him, but he dies not long after this, quite soon after this. So he definitely had marks on him.
I was going to say, because I remember in his report that he had old bruises and stuff on him.
He had fractured ribs.
Yeah.
He had, his fingernail was missing. They'd bitten his finger. Like, he had like tissue damage to his finger.
So bottom line is, they didn't really assess the child.
They should have picked up on that. Yeah. I don't care what anyone says. They should have realised. He would have been in so much pain.
Yeah.
He had a spinal injury. They're not quite sure when this happened.
Oh, God.
But yeah, he would have been in pain. How he wasn't crying, I don't know. I don't know if they were drugging him. I don't know if there's any drugs found in his system. I didn't read that, but I feel like a lot of parents do, don't they? So they're not in pain.
Yeah.
Well, to stop them from crying, basically.
Yeah, but then a lot of kids do just sort of put up and shut up because they're afraid of the repercussions if they do cry out and whatnot.
Yeah, that's
true. It's so mentally awful.
Yeah, it really is. So then on the 2nd of August 2007, police told Tracy that she was not going to be prosecuted after the case of basically him having scratches all over and like marks outside from the first incident.
Right.
We're going back now from when she first took him to hospital.
Okay, so she's not getting prosecuted for that.
No, it's just fine. So they visited the house. This is on the 2nd of August, bear in mind. So remember these dates, because not only did she have two men she wasn't supposed to be living with living there, she also had a child that was pretty much dying.
Yeah. So, am I right in thinking that she was reported, I just got it in the back of my head that neighbours and things reported, or a nursery, somebody else reported them.
I don't know if neighbours and stuff reported. I know he went to live with a neighbour for a little while, and she advocated for Tracy to have him back.
Oh, right.
So, but I don't know.
I might be mixing it up with another case, which drives me crazy. There are cases to mix it up with, there you go.
So the brothers had a long criminal record. They abused their own grandmother to get her to change her will. She did go to the police and it was going to court, but she sadly passed away before
anything.
They would abuse small animals for fun. They both had a record for being a paedophile.
These are typical, like, the worst of the worst type of guy.
And she was known to be associated with him. Like, they knew. They hadn't caught him there, but they fucking knew.
Yeah, which does beg the question, like, why? Why would you be hanging around with these? These are bad guys. They're not good to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Social workers know. Mm. Police know. Nobody's doing anything about it.
And if the social workers, I want to say, if they'd done loads and loads of spot checks, at some point, one or both of them would have been found there.
Exactly. So on the 3rd of August, emergency services were called to Tracy's home to find baby Peter in his cot, unresponsive. He only had a nappy on and no blanket. He was cold and blue. They took Peter to... took Peter to hospital. He was pronounced dead at 12:20 p.m.
Oh, God.
Tracy was arrested and she decided to sing like a canary. She was telling them everything about Stephen and Jason. So she's like...
Wasn't me, it was them. Yeah. Which it probably was, yeah, to be fair, but...
I don't think she didn't... I'm convinced she abused him as well.
Right.
She didn't give a shit.
No.
I mean, to let her child go... I mean, he was tortured.
Yeah.
To let somebody do that to your child and not give a shit, you were got to have been...
Yeah, and even if you didn't participate in it, you knew it was happening, you let it happen, you are just as bad.
Exactly. When the police went to arrest them, they had fled to a campsite, but they didn't have the brains on their side. So basically, police followed their trail.
Well, yeah.
Arrested them.
They are terrible people, but not too bright.
Exactly. They put together what happened to Peter with Tracy's statement and Peter's autopsy. Now, I'm going to talk about what he went through in his final months. This is really harsh. So if you, like, if you're into this sort of stuff, but...
You fine. Don't want to know the details, really, yeah.
Really sad. So it, like, yeah.
Follow with caution.
It took me a year to do this case, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, so sometime after the 19th of July, he had injuries to his fingers, including soft tissue damage to the right middle finger. So remember, he went for his checkup.
Mm.
They should have picked up on this.
It should have been picked up. Yeah.
Like you've got to remember here. Social workers went to his house. Police went to the house. He went to checkups. He's been to hospital.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
How? It's not even a question of how was this missed. Did you even look at the bloody kid? Like,
how, when he went to hospital with these bumps and scrapes and stuff, why didn't they scan him? What's it called? You know?
MRI. What do you mean?
Like, to see if his ribs were damaged.
Oh, X-ray.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Why wasn't this done?
Why wasn't a lot done? I can understand if he wasn't presenting with any sort of bone issue like that, then I can understand them not doing that. But it just sounds to me like this poor little boy had so much gone on abuse-wise to his body. I don't see how it wasn't noticeable to some degree.
Exactly. Some months before Peter's death, he had a fractured tibia. So that was obviously healing.
He had a what? A
fractured tibia. So they knew... They know, obviously, because a lot of stuff was healing, so they know it was done. Like,
they can't give you dates, but it was old injuries. Yeah.
Up to 2 weeks before his death, he had fractured ribs. The pathologist found 7 fractures to the front of the 3rd to the 9th left rib.
Oh,
you were that one out. I'm like, what? But I'm going to put his
picture,
and it will show you everything on our Facebook page. Yeah. That's easier. So if you don't follow us on Facebook, go and follow us. So we'll put that up.
Yeah, we'll have to do a warning on that one, I reckon.
Yeah, well, you can do that. I don't do any warnings. Children's ribs are very, like, plausible. Like, you can do a lot to them.
They're pliable,
sort of squishy. Yeah, pliable. They're sort of, you know, they can.
Yeah, they're not quite as hard as an adult, yeah.
No, so it would have taken a lot of force for them to have fractured his ribs. Like, he would have, they reckon he was squeezed.
Hard.
And by a grown-up.
Yeah.
You know, by a grown man as well. And 2 of them, not just when being abused by just one of them, he's been abused by both of them. And maybe his mum.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
Exactly. So this baby had been tortured day in and day out by 3 different people.
For a long time,
I think, anyway.
Yeah.
About 3 days before Peter's death, he was held over the side of his cot, and they believe he was being pushed down, and this caused his spinal injuries. This would have left him in so much pain.
Yeah.
Like, I want people to understand, like, what this little boy went through. Yeah. It wasn't just one off.
No.
This was, like, weeks and weeks.
Yeah. And also, abuse. I think even if you are an abuser, you don't build up to a massive injury, usually, do you? You start, like you said, I'm sure you said earlier, you start small and wake up this poor little baby.
Especially coming into a family, you work out what you can get away with.
Yeah.
Like, you work out until the mum's going to be like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't think she had it in her to say no, because I don't think she'd give a shit. And 2, I think she's that fucking simple.
Yeah.
I do. I think she's...
She must have prioritised her relationship with him over the relationship she had with her kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. He was squeezed, resulting in, like, fractures of his ribs.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you that he if you ever hurt your ribs, you know how painful it is.
Yeah.
Like, and it also, like, when you pull muscles and stuff in your chest, you know how painful it is.
Yeah.
And
just one rib, and it's hard to bloody move or breathe or sneeze or...
Exactly. And he had 7 fractures. Mm. 7 fractures to his rib. So this poor baby.
It just must have been in agony all the time.
I literally put that. You've been in agony every single day. Like, how... And also, as well, so obviously he would have been crying. So then they would have abused him more.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like, so he had three people in that house. He visited doctors, social workers. I'm talking like massive, massive failings here. Like ridiculous failings.
It's ridiculous. There's, I just don't see how this level of abuse was just not seen. Exactly. It had to have been seen.
Exactly.
It had to have been seen.
So I'm going to go back and forward on dates now, just with what I've written from the autopsy.
Okay.
So on the 1st of August, three bruises to the left side of the face and an infected raw area in the front of the left ear, about 10 bruises on his upper back between his shoulder blades. So like his infected area, they think he was like bitten or something like that. And but they used to like cut him or burn him and things.
So not only has he just got these wounds that are going to be horrendous on their own, now they're infected.
Mm-hmm. But remember, he was seeing professionals at this time.
Oh my God, it just makes you so angry, doesn't it?
10 bruises on his back.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they miss that?
No, nope, it's ridiculous.
We've
said this so many times, babies do get random bruises. They do. They're rough, tumble, you know, they fall over. They do. It's the nature of being a baby, but this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. On the 2nd of August, a forceful knock into his mouth of a tooth which was ingested. The forceful knock could have caused the upper spine injuries to rebleed and in turn could have affected respiratory and cardiac functions. So this could well have been the cause of his death.
Right, okay.
But again, they don't actually know.
Because he had too much going on to pinpoint one thing.
For so long, yeah, exactly. 10 injuries to his head, face and ears, including a torn frenulum. Now we had to Google this. So what is a frenulum, Sam?
It is the piece of skin between your teeth and your lips. It's the tongue and the lips. Little bit of skin that joins it together.
That's torn. So can you imagine that, how painful that would be?
Oh my
like
God.
If you ever bit your tongue.
If you ever even just had one of those spots on your tongue,
yeah.
They hurt like a mother.
Exactly. And he's fucking two.
This is
so indicating another forceful infliction injury, a raw injury to the gum and an area where the skin on the left ear had been split and pulled away from its base, consistent with the actions of gripping the lobe and pulling. So I'm assuming it's like that bit there.
Yeah, if you pull like where you get your ear pierced and pull that bit.
How forceful must you have to pull
ridiculous.
To do that? Like, I can't. This is
torture, is it? This is just torture, but on another level.
It really is. It's not just an abused child.
No.
I know he is an abused child.
Yeah, but it's so much. This is just...
I know. Now
I'm surprised his body
didn't
shut down long before it did, to be honest.
It's really sad that I think they did a lot of it. Like you said, it was building up to it. I don't think they cared if they killed him or not, but I think what happened is they did stuff and it was sort of fine.
Mm.
Not fine, but you know.
He didn't die.
So they did more and more. And his mum just sat there and didn't give a shit.
It makes me feel sick.
I know. 5 injuries to the back of his chest, 3 injuries to Peter's hands, including a removal of fingernails. Now, I don't know how many, I think it was only 1 fingernail, but I'm not 100% sure, but they would do it with pliers. It wasn't just like, yeah.
It's not like that he got bruised and it fell off. They actually
removed his fingernails. 4 injuries to his legs and feet, including an apparent deliberate removal of a nail on the right big toe. Over an 8-month period, Peter had been seen 60 times by social workers. From Haringey Council, doctors and police. 60 times.
And this tot had all of these injuries, or most of them. This is just, I can't even, like, I'm just, I've so many thoughts. So many thoughts. These guys are sadistic. They're beyond sadistic. Like, ugh.
I know. So now, at one point, Dr. McKinnon, a consultant paediatrician at Whittington's, who examined baby Peter, she was so concerned of the injuries that she contacted Haringey Social Services and expressed that she doesn't think he should be returned to his mother.
Right, so there's a doctor saying it now.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, go on, sorry.
But like, what point was this? And also, how many injuries did he have at this point? So I can't actually find that out.
Mm. But it doesn't, I mean, it does matter, but it doesn't matter. This doctor's saying, look, this shouldn't be done.
Exactly.
And they're doing it anyway. Like, this is the doctor. This isn't just some, like, rolls down the road going, oh, I don't like them.
I know, exactly. Now, we've got a family friend who was given care of baby P in December 2006 after he was released from hospital.
So this is the lady that you said earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
She pressed for him to be returned to his mother. Now, you can Google her name because it's out there, but I'm not going to say her name. And then we've got Maria Ward, a social worker, pointed to baby P, case in February 2007. She made 10 visits to the home,
mm-hmm.
the last occurring 4 days before his death. Right. 4 days before his death. So she's declaring that the protection plan put in place for VVP is fine.
Did she even see him on this visit?
Well, a lot of the times it says that they couldn't get hold of her and stuff, but if you can't get hold of him, there's a fucking reason.
Well, yeah, or definitely you can't declare everything's okay. If you don't see them or speak to them or anything, how the hell can you declare any fucking thing? I just don't see how she could have seen him and declared that everything was going hunky-dory.
Social workers let him down massively.
Oh, massively, massively.
Like they all should be in prison.
Yeah.
Everyone that had dealings with him should be in prison.
Yeah.
A health visitor who visited Baby P at home in March 2007, she saw him only 4 times before his death, after his mother cancelled appointments. Now, a lot of people in England will be like, what, health visitor visiting you? They did used to come to home.
They did, especially before COVID. Yeah. They would come in. Yeah, and then you'd also have appointments, go see them.
Mm-hmm. So on his 1 year check, she reported that there's no problems.
Right. But I remember with the health visitor and that every time, like it would be a get the baby undressed, weigh them situation. So if it's going by that, and I had a baby not long after baby P died. At that point, I know it was you'd get the baby undressed, you'd weigh them. If they were doing their job properly anyway, that's what should have been going on.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So although the CRS made clear that mistakes have been made across all services,
mm-hmm.
The media really like clung on to this
and rightly made a so.
Massive deal out of it.
Rightly so.
It went to Parliament, partly because David Cameron, Prime Minister at the time, he was sort of declaring for massive failings for on the child protection side.
Yeah.
And like I said, Sun newspaper got massively onto this, like
yeah.
they were on it like a rash, and I think this is one of the you don't see a lot of children in the paper for considering how many children
what actually happens, yeah.
And he sort of made front page, and to make front page is like massive,
yeah.
I mean, you remember that,
and
that
he did consistently as well,
yeah, exactly. So they were all calling for people to be sacked. You know, they basically were saying, like, we're fighting for justice here.
And so
like,
they should, yeah. But, I mean, the Sun, you know, can you take what they say seriously? They're not the most resourceful paper. I do actually post a lot of things of theirs on our website, but I also, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just sort of write-ups. Don't anything that we post from news articles, you know, take it as you will.
Uh-huh. Now, this I am, like, pro-government on this because basically what happened was they named and shamed social workers,
yeah,
and eventually sacked them.
Ed did Balls, take quite a while, didn't it?
Yeah, but I mean they were sort of railroaded into it. They
yeah.
had to.
Yeah, or well, they couldn't not act after all this no. media coverage.
Ed Balls, their education secretary, ordered the removal of Shu Smith live on TV. She was like one of the social workers.
Right.
A climate of fear gripped social workers across the country, which is fair enough, mm-hmm. fine. But Baby P sort of triggered a surge in protection referrals for children to be taken into care, which some social workers have been like, you know, we basically took children into care that shouldn't have been in care
been in
because
care.
We were panicking about.
So it's sort of like instead of actually retraining and looking at what the problems are and the issues and where they are and how to improve it, it was scaremonger tactics or what?
Yeah, I think so. I think basically I was reading an article from a social worker that was working, like she was working the same place where, you know, same social workers as Baby P. And yeah, basically what they're saying is because it was sort of so publicised, like TVs and papers and stuff, and people were getting sacked and things, or people were
facing up to things that have been done.
Yeah, yeah, and they were sort of being named and shamed and things. I think a lot of social workers were like, shit.
Err on the side of caution and take all the kids away.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And that's what they're saying. It's sort of like, yeah, a lot of children got taken away.
Which is no good for the kids. It's no good for the kids that actually do need taken away because there's going to be run out of spaces and stuff like that
but
the children need.
You look at this case and you go back. Hold on a minute. So we're going back. I'm just going to go back on my notes because I need to read it. You go back and you think, right, so in May, when he was seen by social workers, he had bruising and scratching.
Mm-hmm.
You go to, he had chocolate and stuff deliberately smeared on his face.
Yeah.
They could have done something about that. He was examined by a child development clinic. Now, they reported that there was no marks on him, but 2 days later he died.
I was going to say, so that was absolutely bullshit.
And he had old bruising, he had old fractures, he had toenails removed, he had nails removed. Like, how did they
They'd inspected this poor little baby Peter in any way that was more than just looking at him, which even that, just looking at him, there must have been something. But we'll give the benefit of the doubt. If they looked at him more than just the eye, like, I don't know, maybe he'd had a hat or a jumper, whatever on, if they'd have looked at him properly.
As a social worker, you're well within your rights to say, I want to see, like, his arms, his legs. Mm. Like, that's your job. You're not doing your job properly. They're not doing their job.
No.
So they should be fucking sacked. They should be scared.
Because, yeah.
And I get that they're saying, oh, you know, a lot of children went into care that shouldn't have gone into care. Well, then you're not doing your job properly.
No.
So you're failing a child there because you're taking a child away that actually isn't being abused.
Yeah, so what are you protecting there? Not the child, you're protecting your career.
Yeah, exactly. It just fucking bugs me.
Right. You've got to do your job properly, record that you've done it properly, and hopefully,
You
know.
And you can't say they did their job properly in this case. None of them. Like, there was one or two doctors that actually raise concerns.
Yeah.
And he was taken away a few times, like twice he was taken away from her, and they give oh man, I don't know. But it's weird because I don't think she had the girls living with her at the time. I don't think they were there, because, or if they were there, I haven't really found out, but if they were there, they weren't abused, or not abused like him.
Okay.
You know? But then maybe it's because they were older.
Maybe.
You know? So now let's go to the sentencing. So baby died on the 3rd of August 2007 at the hands of his mother and her boyfriend Stephen Baker and their lodger Jason Owens. So they're both jailed for life with a minimum of 10 years, which is absolutely disgusting.
That is,
in my eyes,
that's ridiculous.
And for the rape of a two-year-old girl, like I said, Stephen Baker was being charged with the rape of a 10-year-old girl. He was given 12 years
to
run concurrently over the role of his ex.
What?
I know, I don't get it.
That because is ridiculous.
Not only, I haven't put it on here actually, but Baby P was sexually abused as well. They do know that, right? But so he was given, now I'm not saying that what he did to her was any less
awful
than what he did to Baby P. I'm not saying that, but he got 12 years for raping a child.
Yeah.
But for torturing a child.
And ultimately killing a child.
Yeah, he got life, but he's a minimum of 10 years. So he could technically
be out
in 10 years.
Well, he would. He'd be out already if the 10 years wasn't done.
Yeah. I mean, they can keep him in because obviously he's life.
Yeah.
He's got.
But it shouldn't be. Yeah, it should be life. No, it should just be die in prison. No chance of getting out ever.
But if they're giving him life, that 25 years, and then give him the 12 years. That's fine.
Yeah, not to run concurrent. That's disgusting.
But you can't.
Where's the justice in that?
Why is Baby P any less worthy than she is?
Yeah.
Because that's what they're saying.
I see what you mean. They're saying that her case was worse than Baby P's, and they were both disgusting. Yeah. And
I get that you can say it, but he got life, but it's a minimum of 10 years. So technically, he could be out. Mm. He could go towards the parole board and trick them and come out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not out, but. Yeah,
it does make you sick. No, life should. We say this again all the time. Life should be life, and this should be life.
Exactly. So Tracy was given indefinite imprisonment for the public's protection with a minimum serving of 5 years behind bars.
So she got indefinite. So that to me is not enough. But why does she get indefinite? But this guy got 10 years to life.
But then why does she get just 5 years?
Yeah,
because
she did.
Out.
Yeah, she's out. We just said actually in Paul's book, we did post something, I don't know when, but not all that long ago on our page about her getting out. And if I'm remembering rightly, it said that was the second time she was released.
Yeah, so basically she is now in her 40s. She is now released and she's building a relationship with her two older daughters. She was released in 2013, but recalled in 2015 for selling naked pictures. And then she was released in March last year.
Yeah, and that was terms of her release, wasn't it? She wasn't allowed to do that.
So she was released in 2013, recalled in 2015, and then released last March.
Yeah, none of these people should see the light of day.
I know.
That's sickening, and there is so much more to this case. I mean, if this hasn't been horrendous enough for you guys, like, there are so much more to research on this case. Like,
if you go and look at his injuries, like, I don't know if people really get like his injuries, like
what this poor little boy went through.
You got to remember, so on the 1st of August, bearing in mind he was seen by social workers, on the left side of his face, there was like raw areas to his left ear, 10 bruises, man, 10 bruises. And they're not, I don't think they were just little bruises.
No, as you said, there are ribs. He could, he most likely couldn't move. There was it his tibia, yeah. You said?
Yeah.
Was?
Yeah, they broke his tibia. That was done like quite, that was healing. That was like, you know, healing. So yeah. Yeah, and obviously like his gums and his teeth and his back of his chest, his hands, and just they like bit his fingers, and that the skin was all damaged, and
that's just horrific.
Yeah, they really did abuse him.
And like, as you said, there was sexual abuse as well.
Yeah, there was sexual abuse as well. I didn't really touch on that because it's not really.
I think
there's
like, no, you don't know, you just know it happened.
Yeah. But yeah, I will post his picture. It's not him, it's a picture of a, I think I've already posted it actually, if you look on the group. I don't think you've accepted it yet.
I think I might have, but I might go back and put a warning on it.
His marks like on his body, like
what happened. Yeah,
and if
what,
you see it like that, you really can see it. I think when you're reading it out, because you read down in stages,
yeah,
it doesn't sound a lot, but when you actually see it, you're like, oh my god.
No, that is...
He really was abused.
Yeah. Like, every case is awful. Any kind of child abuse is awful. There, you can't say one is worse than the other, but this baby suffered a ridiculous amount. And it doesn't seem like it ever let up once it started. No. That was it.
Yeah, and I think as well, like, the fact that so many people were involved with him, police went around the house, social workers went around the house, doctors saw him, social workers... They should be held accountable. Yeah. They should get the facts.
In a perfect world, I would wish that this case was looked into better than it was, and Baby P lived and grew up happy in that. But given the circumstances that it was in, I'm sure Death Game was a bloody release for the,
oh,
for the 100%, poor little
mite. But the thing is as well, not only when they did kill him, they just left him in his cot. They didn't even come on a blanket.
No.
Like, there's just no
there's
care.
No remorse or no, care no or love.
No.
With Tracy... Okay, she's the lesser player in all of this, but where was her motherly love with, like you said, there was no blanket, he was just left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a picture of him, isn't there? And he's like, he's got his like finger up.
Yeah.
And he's so sweet.
Yeah.
And so adorable, like lovely blonde hair, like such a sweet little baby.
And you know, as you said, like things, the way social services work and that did change a lot to do with this case, but there's been so many cases since then that have been very much on the scale of this one.
Yeah, it's gone. Social workers are failing massively at the moment. Yeah. Massively. They've got a lot to fucking answer for.
Yeah.
Because so many children have died during lockdown.
Yeah, and like I said, I think their job should be at risk for things like that.
Oh,
because
100%.
It doesn't matter what job you're in. If you do it wrong, you got a risk of getting fired.
If
and this job is massively important. This isn't, you're not no bloody bartender. No. You are looking after children.
Exactly. If I gave the wrong medication or something and they ended up dying, I would be held accountable for that. That would be, I would lose my job.
Yeah, and so you should.
Why shouldn't they lose their job? For, you know, if it was like a one-off occurrence or once or twice and they didn't pick up on it then, fair enough, and the child died. But for this case, cases like this where it's constant and people are contacting you, like, you know, like you take like Star Hobson and Arthur, where you've got family members contacting them, you've got, you know, people trying to contact them, saying this child's being abused and nothing's done about it.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they fucking go to prison for it?
No, they should.
Or at very least lose their job. They should not be allowed to monitor any other children.
Keaton Boggs is another one that springs to mind.
Yeah, he was in America though, wasn't he? But here...
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, here in this case, I think in England you should be held accountable.
Yeah,
you should be. If you go out and hit someone in your car, you go to prison.
Yeah.
Why? Well, yeah, because you hit someone in your car.
Yeah,
you know,
even accidentally. This isn't okay. It's not okay. That people should, like you said, should go to prison because what they've done led to a toddler's death. Right, they didn't kill them. They weren't the abusers. No. Rightly so,
I mean,
and I'd never say that they were.
There was that one social worker that did put a report through and said that he shouldn't be living there, but she didn't then do another one. There wasn't do it again. Keep doing it until they agree with you.
Yeah,
that's what I would do personally.
But at least that one did do something. That's, I mean, we are looking at it from a very narrow sort of lens.
Negative way. No, I get what you're saying, but
there were a lot that just didn't do their job.
No,
It makes me wonder if they said they were there when they didn't actually go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we know anything on that? Was there cases of that?
Not really. No. There is you can go online and read stuff about, there is like reports on the social workers, which I couldn't really be bothered to put in because I don't really want to give them time of day. Because nothing really happened to them. They just got investigated. Like one of them, he got investigated. He's still a social worker. Fuck him. Like he shouldn't be a social worker.
I do just wonder how that. I just don't see how they could have gone and saw baby P in the state that he was in and be like, oh, everything's working fine. I just, in my head, the only possible explanation is you didn't go and you falsified reports.
He was 2 years old. He should have been able to sit on the floor playing, passing them things, interacting with them. Yeah. That's what you want to see when you go and see a child that age.
Yeah.
If he's asleep, you wait till he wakes up.
Yeah.
And you see what he's like, yeah. You know? Just
it's just
a,
yeah, like I said, the only thing in my head that makes sense is they were just saying they were going and they weren't.
Maybe.
And I'm not saying that is the way it was, that's just what makes sense in my head.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, maybe.
But no, that was awful. Awful,
sad case.
Awful.
That's why it's
awful.
Taken me so long to do it.
And not enough has been done since then, not just baby P, to stop this in general. And yeah, underfunded, underpaid, overworked, the social workers. There are good social workers out there. There are brilliant social workers out there. We don't want to sort of piss on the good ones because there are ones that are, they're doing their job and doing it well.
Yeah.
But there are also the ones that are doing bare minimal to scrape by. And this isn't just a job that you can do the bare minimum on.
No, you have to be on it.
Yeah. This job is going to take up your life and you won't get paid what you deserve for it. And I think you need to know that when going into it, and it's not for the faint of heart.
But you can look at things like care and stuff, underpaid, overworked, fair enough. But how many elderly are dying at the hands of being neglected by care workers? Not that many.
Not as much as
children,
no.
You know, I know it does happen.
Yeah.
And when it does happen, it's massive.
Yeah.
But at the same time, these social workers are just letting these kids die.
Yeah.
They don't care enough.
No.
To worry. And I know it's not as easy as going and just taking that child away. I do understand that. But you can keep going and pushing for these children to be taken into care.
Yeah.
You know? But just, and like I said, even I know his grandma knew he was being abused, and I understand that, but she was willing to take him on. She had him for a little while.
Yeah.
She would have had, imagine she would have had him back.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he had nowhere to go.
And again, there is that aspect of it. There are others to blame that, because this abuse must have been seen not just by social workers and the doctors and people that had appointments with him. This abuse had to have been seen by other people.
100%.
Had to have been.
Didn't care enough to do anything.
Yeah. It had to have been.
Yeah.
And again, we always say, if you see something, say something. I'd much rather be wrong and have to apologise than be right and something awful happen.
Yeah, I agree. It's just really, really sad. But yeah, so that was the case of baby P.
Like I said,
I didn't want to do it.
No,
but
that
I've
was
done it
horrendous
now.
And awful.
It's really sad. And I hope to God that these social workers that are involved feel terrible every day.
Yeah.
I really do hope they do.
Yeah, they let him down.
They deserve to be.
Yeah.
They deserve to feel terrible every day. And big up David Cameron for slashing them, you know what I mean? And really going at them and say, but the thing is, the government is saying, you have to change, you have to do this, you have to do that. And then it feels like they say it, the government say it,
but then they don't follow through.
They should be monitored. They should be checked. Mm. They should have checks.
Yeah.
You know?
More funding,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. But anyway, well, it was lovely chatting to you guys. We'll chat to you.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks
Remember,
for listening.
I'll forget you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'll forget me in 2 weeks. It'll be fine. But yeah, no, thank you for listening. And sorry, that was a hard one.
It was a harsh case, but hopefully we'll have a brighter one maybe.
Yeah, I'll have to think of something a bit happier for next time. There are no happy cases.
No, I haven't got a happy one, but the Melanie one that I want to do is really interesting.
I've got a happy thing that I was going to put on the end of my case. But it's not really true crime related. It was just a 911 call.
Mate, you do what you want, all right? It's your podcast. You fucking do what you want.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to diminish this case by saying stupid shit on the end of it.
We'll just do one on its own. Just do a little, like, one. We'll just put it up.
Okay.
All right. Just do it separately.
Okay.
You want to do funny ones or whatever, we can pop them
up. We'll just pop a little funny 911 call so you can listen to it after this if you want a bit of comic relief.
Yeah.
Okay. Love.
Bye.
Bye-bye.